questions about vaccines, you got them. We got answers. Well, not us, but our guests have the answers. Good morning. It is 8:16 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gom, Nick Isher joining us to talk more about it this morning. The administrator of the Knox County Health Department, Michelle Gabriel. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. It's just a little colder out than I prefer.
Yeah, and this weekend's going to be even worse. I'm not liking it.
Goodness, thanks.
Also, the director of the Knox County Emergency Management Agency, Randy Hovind, joining us. Randy, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. And how are you doing this morning?
Very good. I mean, I have more questions for you about why you can't do more things to help other things get back, but...
Well, thank you.
I'll leave those.
Yeah, thanks
it
for doing
It should be all
that.
Up
yeah,
to you,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It
should be, yeah.
All right. Well, I know you guys are getting a ton of questions about vaccines, and, you know, it gets to a certain point, and there's not a whole lot more you can do. Number one, getting the vaccine here into Knox County itself. And, Michelle, you've actually physically driven and picked up vaccine and brought it here to Knox County. But when the state doesn't have it or doesn't distribute it to you to bring here, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, the vaccine that's been going out throughout the state has diminished a bit over the last couple weeks, and it appears the next 2 or 3 weeks is going to continue to be smaller and smaller doses available for the health department. And the health department, of course, distributes to the two hospitals as well. So we're going from seeing about 600 doses a week to 200 doses a week. So it'll be a significant decrease in what's available for first doses. So that is for individuals who actually want to get their first dose. We are still regularly getting our second dose shipments. So if we hold a clinic, we are still getting full amounts of second doses to follow up with those individuals. So that is still happening. That's good news.
Well, and there's a different process for a county health department and some of the private entities. For instance, you know, Walgreens and Hy-Vee mm-hmm. have been doing vaccines, but they, at least in some cases, come from different sources.
Mm-hmm. They do. Walgreens, and I believe both Walgreens and Galesburg are giving it, and they are receiving it directly from the federal government. So I'm assuming Walgreens corporate has an agreement with the federal government. They are giving vaccine, and both Hy-Vees are, and they have an agreement with the state. So two different sources there. So you may see different vaccines available to two entities at different times. So Hy-Vee may not have it, Walgreens might, or vice versa.
Randy, is there one question that is asked most about vaccines here in Knox County? Is it when can I get it or when will it be available? What is that question you're getting the most?
You know, one of the things that has been popping up, and I think Michelle's going to talk about it, is the online registrations. And, you know, that's how Hy-Vee is doing it. That's how Walgreens is doing it. And I'd like to throw out the message that and then, like I said, Michelle's going to talk about the health department. But if you have elderly parents, if you have grandparents, you know, that aren't as –
tech savvy,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Help them out. I mean, I've got friends calling me from college about their, you know, college that I went to just a few years ago, calling me about their parents getting it, you know, and not being able to get online to do it. And they're having to basically, you know, I'm giving them the advice to help them get on there and register them. You know, it's mm-hmm. we're all better at it, and there are people way better at it than me, but help those people out to get on there, because it is the most efficient way to get this out there, especially in today's world.
Yeah, and that really makes sense. So what's the process for the health department, Michelle?
So the health department has moved to an electronic system as well. We were getting a lot of feedback that the community didn't like how fast it was being pushed out. So we'd get vaccine in, and then it would be gone before anybody even realized there was clinics happening. So. And that is truly what the state was asking us to do, you know, push it out, get it, push it out. But we don't want the community to not be happy, and we don't want them to feel like they don't have some control in this situation. So we are moving to use of EMTrack, and what that will allow us to do is post clinics online. So every Friday at 2 o'clock, if we are having clinics the next week, so in other words, if we have vaccine for the next week, links will go live at 2 o'clock on Friday for the next week's first dose clinic. So today at 2 o'clock, we have a clinic next week. People will be able to go to the website, click on the link, and register to make an appointment until they are full. So I believe we have 150 doses for this clinic available. That being said, if for some reason you make an appointment and then all of a sudden you go to Walgreens this weekend and get your shot, please cancel your appointment because it will become available again for somebody else, you know, to take advantage of. So we're hoping to give a little bit of routine to this, even though there's very little vaccine in the community. We're still trying to give a little bit of routine to it. And keep in mind that the health department is still prioritizing individuals age 65 and older only.
Michelle Gabriel, Administrator of the Knox County Health Department. Randy Hovind, Director of the Knox County Emergency Management Agency, joining us here this morning. So until this past week, where there was no vaccine available for Knox County, we've done really well, though. How many people have been vaccinated here in the county thus far?
I think we're up to 8,000.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
It is.
I think we're at like over 2% of the population fully vaccinated. So that's pretty good considering the smallish amounts we've received in compared. You know, initially we were getting pretty good amounts. I'm just really pleased we're getting those second doses too. To me, it's very important as a public health professional for people to get that second dose and complete the series.
Well, and the other thing that continued with the free testing clinics, mm-hmm. those have been coming up as well. And have the numbers still been there? Have people still been coming to those, I hope?
They're a little smaller than what we've seen. The health department is still trying to test 3 days a week, provided there's not, you know, horrible weather, which I think we're going to see some more weather this week. But the state is going to be testing again at Northwoods Church this week on Tuesday and Thursday.
All right, so more testing coming up. Randy, yeah, and there are just so many questions that are asked, and when can I get it, who can get it? I guess that's one of the other things. At this point, who is eligible? Where are we at? Is it a certain age group or health problems? Or
again, we're still in the, you know, we're focusing on the 65 and older, mm-hmm. and I know the question out there is, other counties are doing it a little differently. And we spoke as a group, and we were seeing the greatest risk in that 65 and older group. That's why we focused on them. I mean, that was the group that was getting the most sick. That's where we were seeing the most fatalities from this virus. So we thought, you know, that's what we wanted to focus on. But now the Walgreens and the Hy-Vee stores are focusing on that entire large 1B group, which includes, I know that there's a lot of educators that have been going. Michelle, what are some of the other off the top of your head?
It's a lot of frontline workers. So, you know, grocery store workers who are in the front line, agriculture workers who actually are in a frontline worker, manufacturing. So although the categories are very vague and very large when you think about them, how the state explains it to us is the people really should be a frontline person. So people who have exposure. And then I know the governor just included a second part to 1B this week. So after 1B is finished, there's a 1B.2 that has to do with individuals who have chronic conditions or chronic health conditions that I'm sure a lot of people are paying attention to since he announced it.
Then what comes? 1B?
1C comes after that.
Okay. Yeah. Just wondered.
It's how far do we go?
And 1B is a large, is a huge swath of the community. So it's just, I wish we had more vaccine to push out to everybody. I mean, we're making plans right now, and the health department has been really working feverishly. I don't mean to say that, you know, since we're talking about a virus, but very hard to get this, working on the mass vaccination plan, and we're planning for this to come. I sat in a meeting yesterday with a deputy director from IEMA for the state, and I can't divulge much information, but there's some big plans coming with help from the state, the National Guard. I mean, we're hoping that this is going to start pushing down from the federal government, and we're ready for the big push. It's just that when you see it out there, you know it's coming. You know, we were thinking maybe here. I mean, a couple of weeks ago they were talking in a few weeks, and here we are, and we're not quite there yet. So the moving parts to this are immense, and I mean, they're talking about at a state level and federal level, and each state's a piece. This is going to be the biggest domestic National Guard project that's ever been, you know, so it's constantly changing. I mean, the pieces and the projections are constantly changing. So behind the scenes, there's a lot going on that the public doesn't see.
8:29, Galesburg's Morning News, talking with Michelle Gabriel, Administrator of the Knox County Health Department, and Randy Hoven, Knox County Emergency Management Agency Director, and we're talking COVID-19 vaccines. And so, again, what we'll do, Michelle, later this morning, we'll get this interview posted on our website and our Facebook page, and we will add a link to the page to get so people can get registered for their shot. But when it's closed, and you're going to have to wait till the next week. Is that right, as far as registration?
That's correct. 2:00 every Friday, they can go to the Knox County Health Department website or any affiliated website that has our link on it. And at 2:00, they can go in and try to get a vaccine appointment, but only if they're 65 or older.
Yeah. Well, then, you know, we were just talking off the air. A lot of the questions that you guys get, they're things that you know the answers to, but you can't say it publicly because you're dealing with the state or federal government saying, yeah, no, you can't release that information. But when the time is there to release the information, it'll be released. I mean, for instance, yesterday from the White House, we were told how many millions of more doses are going to be coming. Well, what are we going to give that? You may or may not know, but even if you do know, you can't release it as of yet.
And a lot of that's just because, you know, you don't want to put information out and then it changes. I mean, because we're getting constantly.
Not that that's ever happened. Come on.
No, yeah. It is daily that the information is constantly evolving. I mean, this thing is, and it's evolving toward the better. And sometimes you'll get a setback and you don't want to put that out there because then you're constantly changing that and confusing people. So that's the main reason for that.
Yeah. Well, to change gears real quick here with this cold, you know, obviously we've been in a cold snap for more than a week. It's going to get even colder this weekend. And Randy, hopefully that we're maybe going to have some 24-hour, at least one 24-hour warming center. I know there are some places like the Y and some other places that are acting as warming centers during the day. But
right now, I only have two. Part of the problem is the COVID situation.
Yes,
it's just
right.
We had plenty of warming centers in the past, and now that they're just not able to because of COVID. So I do have the YMCA that is they're till 9:30 p.m. and then the Red Cross at 510 North Kellogg Street has opened its doors till 4:30. I'm working on trying to get a 24-hour shelter spot. So I actually have one of my firefighters, Captain Jeff Maher. He's my planning section chief for the emergency management agency. So he's been working on it. I know we have equipment from the Red Cross. We have volunteers. We have cots. I'm trying to find a place for a 24-hour warming shelter and a spot. And as soon as I get that, we'll be putting that out on our Facebook page. It'll be out in the city. It'll be on the city website page as well.
Yeah, and if you know somebody that's in need, I mean, just do your best to find somebody, call people to help. If you can help, help. But if, you know, whether it's homeless shelter, whatever the case may be.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. And again, be careful. Space heaters and all those
kind
of things, too.
They're big right now. You have a space heater. Don't leave it unattended. Don't leave any paper, any clothing, anything by it. I mean, that's a big cause of fires. And right now, it's just this weather has been I could use some terse words.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a big fan of it.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right. Yeah. So there you go. And Michelle, I'm guessing you guys probably get some calls about those type of things as well.
Not so much as we usually do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Normally we'll put out information about it, and it generally has to do with, you know, if you're going to shovel, if you must shovel your driveway, make sure you take plenty of breaks, get warm, stay covered up, stay hydrated. I think people forget that they can actually dehydrate in this kind of weather. So stay safe out there.
And I suppose with the cold, there's probably a little extra stress on your heart when you're doing the exercise out in that. Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, again, we'll post the information on getting registered for the COVID-19 vaccine. We'll post that on our website later on this morning. Michelle, Randy, you guys, thanks as always. I know you guys are, you're a little bit busy, but we're going to be checking in with you each Friday, at least for the next month or so, as long as we're still getting questions and still waiting to get vaccines and those type of things.
Will do. We'll be here.
All right. Randy, thank you again.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.